From the Switch Energy Alliance, this is Earth Date. Famous early scientists, like Leonardo da Vinci, would not have called themselves scientists or practiced science as we do today. They were then more commonly called natural philosophers and based their work on observing the natural world, then inferring principles, until Sir Isaac Newton and his colleague, Sir Francis Bacon, moved to standardize the scientific method. They wanted proof, knowledge based on evidence, not speculation. So they argued that scientists should put forth a hypothesis, often an if-then statement. If this happens, then that will be the result. Then they should create an experiment to prove or disprove the hypothesis. Data from the experiment should be collected as objectively as possible, then published so that peers could review and challenge the work. Only after standing up to this process, they argued, could science be credible. Their peers recognized the value of this scientific method, and through the 1700s, it was refined and widely adopted. But it wasn't until 1834 when William Whewell proposed calling those working in science scientists, borrowing from the word artist to emphasize the creativity required. It took a few decades, but the term scientist stuck, and the scientific method certainly did too, and has transformed and advanced evidence-based science ever since. I'm Dr. Scott Tinker, and I'm a scientist.
Earth Date is produced by the Switch Energy Alliance, a global energy education organization serving learners of all ages and stages through TV and radio, online, and in classrooms. Learn more at switchon.org. To hear hundreds more Earth Date episodes, visit earthdate.org.